Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today's the last day to register in Massachusetts to be eligible to vote in the September 4th primary, and candidates are making a last push to get out the vote. Turnout is the focus for both candidates in the 7th Congressional District, where the incumbent Democratic Congressman Michael Capuano is facing a primary challenge from Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
It's a rainy rush hour at the exit of Maverick Station in East Boston, and organizers for Ayanna Pressley are handing out baked goods and plastic ponchos to potential supporters. By vote tallies, Pressley is one of Boston's most popular city councilors. Now she wants to take to Washington her vision of greater equality in the district, which is one of the most diverse in the state.
This is arguably, if not the most progressive seat in our country, and that means we should be leading, we should be innovating, we should be bold, we should be legislating, and I want to do that work with you.
Pressley and Capuano are both left-leaning Democrats, and they agree on many issues. So they're highlighting the things that separate them. Capuano says he has the depth of experience that proves he can represent all his constituents. Pressley points out that inequality remains despite his years in office. Attorney and community advocate Matthew Barrison says Pressley's presence in his East Boston neighborhood sets her apart from her rival.
I don't think I've ever seen Mike in East Boston. I just don't think he has the presence here that many other politicians have. I don't doubt that his votes are generally on target for a liberal voter, such as myself, but we need someone who's here. So I think being on the city council, Councillor Pressley is well aware of the retail, the local level of politics.
Pressley might have street cred among some Boston voters, but the district goes beyond the city. It includes parts of Boston, Cambridge, and Milton, and all of Chelsea, Everett, Randolph, and Somerville, where Capuano was once mayor. Pressley leads among people of color and younger voters, who experts say she needs to turn out to pull off an upset.
The goal is to do what I've always done, is to not make assumptions about communities, to meet people where they're at, to go to rooms where many elected officials don't go, church basements, bodegas, beauty salons, barbershops, to engage and to build community and to learn from people. And it's been working.
Still, Capuano's incumbency gives him a major edge in a race for a seat he's held for two decades.
My name is Mike Capuano, Congressman of the 7th District of Massachusetts.
Sangalauhu, Sangalauhu, how de quai, how de quai.
At the Jewish Community Housing for the Elderly facility in Brighton, Capuano works a mostly Chinese crowd with a tune. His message, translated into Mandarin, Cantonese, and Russian, is decidedly anti-Trump.
President Trump has made it harder for everybody in the world to bring their families to America to join them. There must be something I agree with him on, but I honestly can't think of it.
One supporter of Capuano is Jean Rubinson, who lives in the housing facility. She says she trusts him to take on the president.
I'm not familiar with who is going to oppose him, but he's such a good man that I can't imagine his not getting in. For one thing, he told the truth about what's going on with the federal government, and that resonated with me more than anything else.
A recent WBUR poll of Democratic voters has Capuano ahead of Pressley by 13 points. But he's not taking that lead for granted. He's facing a serious challenger for the first time in his career in Congress. He's even canceling family vacations to do more campaign events.
I had a long time, it's a little bit less so now, I had a long time when I was poo-pooed by my friends, not by my opponents. So now, don't worry, Mike, you're going to be fine. You know, who would dare run against you? Why would anybody even consider not voting for you? I think most people now recognize this is a serious campaign. I've known it from the start, and which is good. They need to be energized and need to be focused.
The District 7 race is drawing national attention, with comparisons to a recent upset in New York in which a 28-year-old Latino woman ousted a 56-year-old white male incumbent. Stonehill College political scientist Peter Ubertasio says the incumbent there was viewed as out of touch. He says the same cannot be said for Capuano. So what does he think it'll take for Pressley to beat the odds and win the primary?
It's going to have to take extraordinary turnout. you know, Capuano has worked his district hard. He's present. He's well known. He's obviously going to be well funded. Now, some of his supporters will gravitate toward Presley, and that's to be expected. But in order for her numbers to really to match his and to overcome, she's going to have to draw a lot of new voters.
Hubert Tacio says Presley is well positioned to do that, but he also says Capuano is likely to hold on to his seat. Either way, the Massachusetts 7th will have a progressive voice in Congress. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.